大家好，欢迎收看今天的 A 加 A Plus， I'm Jenny。Where is Bill? 他跑去哪里啦？Hello, Bill, is that you? No, so... I got it! You're Teddy, right? Teddy Bear, we are going to talk about you today! We have to teach this article, 我们要教这篇文章 so... You can't just keep quiet, you have to say something.
Okay, Jenny, I'm here. That's right, we're going to talk about teddy bears today. And it's a very fun story. We'll learn where teddy bears got their name、
mm-hmm.
and all about teddy bears.
哎呀，还好 Bill is back here. Bill 回来真好，那他来教我们这个 teddy bear. 刚刚 teddy bear 也加入我们哦，我们今天要想想看这个Teddy Bear 到底这个名字从哪里来的呢？那到底是什么时候是谁制造出第一只 Teddy Bear？ 我们一起来看看今天的文章吧。
Give Teddy a hug. Reading A.
What is cute, soft, and lovable? The Teddy Bear, of course.Teddy bears are the most popular toys in the world. They were named after Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt was an American president. He loved to go hunting. One day, he saw a hurt bear, but he didn't kill it. He felt too sorry for it.
Bill, 你看这只泰迪熊，你会怎么形容它呢？
Oh, well, of course, he is very cute and lovable. Now, it says in our reading today that teddy bears are the most popular toys in the world, and I think it's because they are cute, soft, and lovable. When something is cute, well, that just means that it looks really nice and sweet, right?
Hmm.这边呢我们讲到这里呢他说泰迪熊非常的 cute and lovable cute 呢它是一个形容词就是可爱的那 lovable 呢它也是形容词也是可爱的看这个泰迪熊就知道了那我们看看 lovable 这个字是 love 这个动词爱这个动词呢后面加 able A-B-L-E 那有 able 这样的字尾呢都是可以如何的诶 lovable 可以爱的就是很可爱的那其他像这样的字比方说有是 readable可以读的或是读得懂的或者呢像是 eatable 可以吃的
That's right and of course I said they are the most popular toys in the world now when something is popular it means that many people like it many people think it's interesting you know another word that very often uses popular or another idea is pop songsBecause the pop in pop song is short for popular.
好，这边呢，我们看到 popular 这个字 ，popular 呢，它是一个形容词，就是受欢迎的。那刚刚 Bill 有提到，就是说这个 pop song 就是流行歌曲。那有关 pop 这三个字呢，其实就是很多人很受欢迎这一类的意思。
That's right, but tell me, Jenny, why do we call this popular toy a teddy bear? Who's Teddy?
Well, I know, I just got the answer from our reading today. It comes from an American president, 一个美国的总统, right?
That's right, it's Teddy Roosevelt. You know, Teddy is actually a short, cute name for his full name. It was Theodore Roosevelt. But the thing is, he really liked these bears. Now, the bears were named after Teddy Roosevelt.When you are named after someone or something, it means that's where you get your name from. For example, my father's name is Bill, and I was named after my father, so my name is also Bill.
Oh, 这边呢我们看到一个这个动词的片语就是 be named after, A, B, be named after B, 就是 A 用 B 的名字来取名来命名。那这里呢看到 name 这个字，它是一个动词，就是取名或命名的意思哦。像刚刚 Bill 有提到说，诶，他呢就是以他爸爸的名字来取名的。 Bill is named after his father. Very
yes,
interesting.
My dad Bill, it's the same name.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Do you know anyone that's named after somebody else?
Well, actually I have a cat and it's called Kitty. And it's named after Hello Kitty.
Oh, of course, Hello Kitty.
Hmm.
Well, Kitty is not the same as a bear.Talking about bears. So we move on, and you know, I guess that our viewers are probably trying to think of why a bear is named after an American president. But it says in our reading that there's a story, right? Now, the president, he wanted to go hunting, and he was hunting, but he saw a hurt bear one day. So the bear somehow maybe hit itself or got.Cut, so it was hurt. And then he didn't kill it, right?
Okay, 这里我们看到 hunt 这个动词，它是打猎的意思。那 go hunting 就是去打猎。你可以在动词 go 的后面呢，加上很多的动名词 go doing something。比方说呢，你去逛街购物就是 go shopping， 或者是呢，你去慢跑，你就可以说是 go jogging。So 这边呢，我们讲到说，哦，这个总统。Teddy Roosevelt, 他去打猎的时候看到这个 hurt bear, 这个受伤的熊 right?
That's right, but Teddy Roosevelt felt sorry for the hurt bear. Now that means he felt bad that the bear was hurt. It made him feel sorry about the bear being hurt.
好，这边我们看到这个动词片语就是 feel sorry for somebody or something, 或者是 be sorry for somebody or something， 就是为什么东西感到难过或可怜的意思。那这里呢，总统 Teddy Roosevelt 他为这只受伤的熊感到非常的难过跟可怜。
Well, let's take a short break now before we finish today's article.
Give Teddy a hug. Reading B.
Later, an artist drew a funny cartoon of the president and the bear. American shopkeepers Rose and Morris Mitchum thought it was cute. So they made toy bears and called them teddy bears. Today, about 7 million people around the world collect teddies. There are even teddy bears dressed like Harry Potter and Mr. Bean.
Hey, Bill. Oh, okay. We just talked about the president and her bear, right? So, what happened next?
Oh, well, in our story, it says, later, an artist drew a funny cartoon of the president and the bear. Now, an artist is a person who makes art, right? IST, after maybe a word like this, means a person who does this. And, of course, art, we're talking about paintings and maybe taking pictures, things like that.
这里我们看到 artist 这个字它就是一个名词艺术家的意思。那我们看到呢有些字后面加 IST 就会变成什么样的人。比方说呢我们知道科学是 science, 那科学家呢就是 scientist。那另外呢我们也看到说艺术家所以他会画画。画画这个字呢就是 draw 这个动词。那它的三态是 draw, drew, drawn.Okay, so 我们这边看到说呢有艺术家画了总统跟这只熊有趣的卡通，那就有这个 shopkeeper 店老板呢觉得非常的有趣，就做成玩具熊 and call them teddy bears. So now what does call here mean?
Oh, well, of course, when you call something something, it's like you're using a name for that thing. So in other words, they couldn't just say, well, that's bear. they had to call it Teddy Bear. They were giving it a name that from now on, everyone could use.
OK, 我们这里看到 call 这个动词它是、叫什么人什么名字的意思。以前呢我们学到 call 呢它是当作打电话。不过呢这边我们讲到 call AB, 就是叫 AB 这个名字。比方说呢我的名字就叫做 Jennifer, and some friends call me Jenny, 有些朋友呢叫我 Jenny。
Oh, hey, that reminds me of a funny story, Jenny. Now, I have a friend named Tom, and he met a girl that he really liked. So he said to her, you can call me Tom. You know, that's my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said to him, well, you can call me anytime.
Wow, 这边呢都有想到一个很有趣的事情，就是呢他的朋友有机会遇见一个女生，他就跟他说呢，哎，你可以 call me Tom, 可以叫我 Tom 这个名字。然后那女生呢大概也很喜欢 Tom, 她就跟他说 Oh, you can call me anytime, 你可以随时都打电话给我哦。
I thought it was kind of funny. Anyway, as we see in our reading, many people really, really like the teddy bear. So after they made this new bear, you had a lot of people that were interested in it. In fact,Today we have about 7 million people around the world that collect teddies. That's what it says in our reading. Now when you collect something, well that means that you try to get many different kinds of that thing because you're very interested. For example, I really like maps, you know, that show you roads or countries, so I collect maps.Everywhere I go, I always get at least one map.
Wow, 这边呢我们看到 collect 这个字它是一个动词，就是收集收藏的意思。那另外呢它的名词就是 collection, 也是收集或收藏品的意思。刚刚都有提到呢它非常喜欢收集 map, 它收集这个地图，它到一个新的地方呢都会 collect the maps there, 都会收集那个地方的地图。那另外 Bill, do you know that several months agopeople are collecting Hello Kitty magnets?
Oh, of course. I have a friend that went crazy. She was always getting Hello Kitty magnets at the 7-Eleven store.
Oh, 几个月前呢大家都在收集 collect Hello Kitty magnet, Hello Kitty 这个磁铁，所以呢大家都跑去便利商店去买东西了。 OK, 我们现在先休息一下来看 Word Power 吧。
Word Power.
我们现在呢来到了这个 Word Power Time. Hello, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy's here to help us. Okay, the first Word Power word today is lovable. Lovable.
Lovable 是形容词，令人喜爱的。
This sleeping baby is very lovable.
这个睡梦中的婴儿呢，十分令人怜爱。And this teddy is lovable too.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay, the second word power word is feel sorry for. Feel sorry for.
Feel sorry for 是片语，是为什么感到难过的意思。
I feel sorry for this sick dog.
我为这只病犬呢感到很难过。
Yeah, it's a good thing to feel sorry for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one is artist. Artist.
Artist, 名词艺术家。
Jim loves to paint. He wants to become an artist.
Jim 呢他喜欢作画，他想要成为一个艺术家。
Okay, and the last word today is collect. Collect.
Collect, 动词收集。
I like to collect old toy cars.
我喜欢收集老旧的玩具车。
Alright, there's our word power words for today. And...I don't know, I kind of think I want this bear to go home with me.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Well, we've got a few more things for you today, so stick around.
Keep in mind.
So Clayton, here we see the word hurt, and there are different ways to use this word.
Right. It can be an adjective or a verb.
这里呢，我们看到 hurt 这个单字哦，它是动词、形容词同一个字。如果呢，你看到 get hurt 或者是 be hurt， 它就是个形容词，受伤的。
For example, the bird is hurt.
The bird is hurt. 这只鸟呢，受伤了。那么我们来看它的动词哦，如果你看到 A hurt B， A hurt B， 它呢就是个及物动词，就是弄伤 A 把 B 弄伤了。
For example, David hurt Mary's feelings.
David hurt Mary's feelings. David 呢弄伤了 Mary 的感情。Then 我们这里来看不及物动词哦，如果你看到身体部位再加 hurt。表示什么会痛
？For example, my legs hurt.
我的脚会痛 ，my legs hurt. So there you have it. Study hard.
Give Teddy a hug.
What is cute, soft, and lovable? The teddy bear, of course.Teddy bears are the most popular toys in the world. They were named after Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt was an American president. He loved to go hunting. One day, he saw a hurt bear, but he didn't kill it. He felt too sorry for it. Later, an artist drew a funny cartoon of the president and the bear. American shopkeepers Rose and Morris Mitchum thought it was cute. So they made toy bears and called them teddy bears. Today, about 7 million people around the world collect teddies. There are even teddy bears dressed likeHarry Potter and Mr. Bean.
Review time.
Okay, Jenny, for today's review time game, we have three sentences.We have to put in the correct order. So you think about today's story and what order things happened in. We'll use that to make our sentences in the correct order.
等一下 Bill 呢会帮我们念这个三个句子。你就根据呢我们今天读到的故事内容呢依顺序把它标出它的顺序一、二或者是三。
Now the first sentence is, a bear was hurt, but President Roosevelt didn't kill it.
有只熊呢它呢受伤了可是呢 Roosevelt 总统呢并没有把它杀死。
Second sentence is the teddy bear was made. It became very popular.
Teddy bear 呢被制造出来了结果变得非常的受欢迎。
And the third sentence is there was a cartoon in newspapers. It was about Roosevelt and the bear.
在这个报纸上面呢出现了这样子的 cartoon 这样的卡通那是有关于 Roosevelt 跟这只熊的所以呢 I think the first sentence would be well just the first sentence、
right.
有只熊呢受伤了然后呢 Roosevelt 呢就是、并没有把它杀死 and the second sentence would bebe. Well, the third one.
That's right. So we put a two next to it.
Mm-hmm. 然后呢最后一句呢就是、这个 teddy bear 被制造出来了变得非常的受欢迎 The second sentence is the third one, right?
And so, of course, the last sentence is the teddy bear was made. It became very popular. So we put a three there.
Right. 你有没有做对啊好了那我们现在来看看下一个单元吧。
Fun with phrases. Be named after.
Be named after.
That's my pet spider boy. It was named after Spider-Man.
Why was it named after Spider-Man?
Look, it can climb walls too. And this is my cat, Garfield.
Don't tell me it was named after Garfield from the comic.
You got it. They look so much alike. And here comes my dog, Little Garfield. It was named after my cat.
Why was your dog named after your cat?
Well, just look at them. They both sleep and eat a lot.
Just for fun!
Now today on Just for Fun, Siobhan and I are going to talk about riddles. Now, what are riddles?
Riddles are like a fun question that you can ask your friends or your family, and it usually has a strange answer, but once you think about the question and the answer, it usually makes sense together.
So with riddles, they are really good exercise for your brain, because they make you think in a different way. The answer to a riddle is usually something that you don't expect.
Yeah, you usually hear this noise when someone tells you a riddle. Oh!
Right, and you get the answer, oh, I didn't think about it like that. Okay, so Siobhan, what is our riddle today?
It says, what turns everything around but does not move?
So it makes everything go around, like around in a circle maybe?
Maybe.
Something like that?
Maybe it's sort of like, you know, when you're a kid and you're standing there and you're spinning around and around in circles. But wait a minute, it says, does not move.
No, I don't think that can be the answer. It needs to be something that turns things around, but it does not move. Well, that's pretty strange. Let me see if I can find the answer. Oh, how about a Ferris wheel? You know what a Ferris wheel is, listeners? It's a Mo Tian Lun, like in Mei Li Hua, that big, big thing that you can sit on, and you're not moving, right? And you're going around in a big circle.
Well, I think you're moving a little bit because you sit on that little wheel part and you go around.
Oh.
So the Ferris wheel, the Ferris wheel isn't moving, but you are. So maybe that's not it.
Oh, I guess not. Well, it's got to be something different then, something that doesn't move.
All right. Well, I think maybe we should look at the answer, Clayton. What do you think?
Okay, let's look at the answer. It says a mirror. A mirror? Now, how does a mirror turn things around?
Wait, I know. It's sort of like if you're looking in the mirror, you see things that are opposite. It's like everything is in reverse.
Oh, in reverse. So it's kind of like things are turned around backwards. Like if I hold a sign in front of a mirror, like if I have a sign that says cat, it won't say cat in the mirror, it will say tack.
T-A-C. That's the reverse or the opposite of cat. Wait, I can think of another example. I know that in Canada, ambulances, those are kind of like those big cars that go to help people. You know, they're like, wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
Right, take people to the hospital.
Right. On the front of an ambulance, it says ambulance, but it's backwards. I always wondered why, but...
When you look in a mirror, like the mirror in your car, it will be turned around, so you can read it the right way.
Wow, this is a really funny riddle. I don't know, maybe I'll tell my friends and see if they can guess what it is.
Good idea.